Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tigers in first place. It's been a couple days since we've seen them play, but they're going to get these games in against the Rockies some way, somehow, doubleheader tomorrow. We're joined this morning by the Tiger general manager, Jeff Greenberg. Jeff, good morning. How are you?
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Everybody's buzzing about this baseball team. As you sit there, what's the biggest reason that this team's off to such a strong start?
Yeah, we've played well so far. Obviously, proud of the performance. I think we've gotten contributions from all parts of the roster. Really good pitching, both out of the rotation and the pen. Pretty relentless offense. We've gotten on base a ton. You know, we've done damage to the baseball. It feels like every night there's a different guy who steps up and does something exciting. So, you know, look, we're only a little over 20% of the season into the season, but happy with where we are, proud of the position we've put ourselves in so far, and looking forward to what's ahead.
I want to set this one up in regards to this question. We knew that Colt Keith moving to first base, it didn't bode well in the offseason for Spencer Torkelson. And Javi Baez, we knew that over the first 3 years that he's been in Detroit, the numbers just haven't been there. Last year it was the surgery. Both of those guys have performed well. Who's been the bigger surprise to you guys?
I don't know that I would, characterize either guy as a surprise. Like, we knew coming into the year, we had versatility, we had depth. We felt like that was going to be a strength. We didn't exactly know what it was going to look like on a night-to-night basis. And then obviously we faced some real adversity on the injury front coming out of spring training with the injuries to Parker Meadows and Matt Beerling and Wenzel Perez and a few others coming into the season. But, you know, both guys, have embraced their roles exceptionally well. They've contributed on both sides of the baseball. We've asked them to do different things. They've handled it well. I wouldn't consider either a surprise. We knew coming into the season, versatility for both those guys was going to be a big thing. We were going to ask them to do different things, and they've handled it well, and they've obviously both been a really big part of what we've done so far.
I think part of why John asks is I don't think anybody expected Torque to grab first base as aggressively as he has and solidify his spot as significantly as he has.
Yeah, no, he's been tremendous. He had a good offseason. He made some adjustments, obviously, when we signed, Gleyber Torres. There was a challenge in front of him, and he's really taken a hold of it. He made some adjustments to the swing. He made some adjustments to the approach. His mindset, from day one of when we signed Gleyber into spring training into the season has been, fantastic. Just a highly competitive guy who, he's gone out and he's been one of the best hitters in baseball so far. He's a huge reason why why we're in the position we're in right now. And obviously a testament to his talent, his work ethic, and his mindset throughout this process.
I know we're obviously keeping an eye on Matt Vierling. We saw that he hit a home run yesterday. He's down in Toledo with the rehab assignment. When he comes up, do you anticipate he's going to play more outfield, third base? And you guys have some tough decisions when that does happen.
Yeah, no, Matty's working through his rehab right now. Hit a home run last night. Obviously good to see him back on the field in a game setting. He's going to continue that progression. It's been DH only to this point. I think the next step at some point in this progression will be to start to get him in the outfield. You know, we haven't put a firm timeline on that, but obviously he's working his way back. You know, when he's ready to get reinstated, we'll figure out the best way to put those pieces together. Like I said a few minutes ago, I think one of the strengths of this team is the versatility, the fact that we have a bunch of guys who can play a bunch of different positions, can move around throughout the lineup on any given night. So, you know, we're not there yet. We don't need to make that decision today. The focus right now is for Matt to continue to progress well through the rehab, which he has so far. You know, he's one of several guys who we kind of have in that bucket who are slowly making their ways back. He's a little ahead of a few others, but that's the focus right now, and we'll take it from there.
Talking to Tiger General Manager Jeff Greenberg. Prior to having you on, we were playing some audio of Austin Jackson, former Tiger. He called out fans who are waiting to see this team fail. Just what's your response to the question of how real the success has been with this ball club right now and the sustainability of it all?
Yeah, I mean, we've played really good baseball. Obviously, our record speaks for itself. And I think if you look at the underlying performance that's gotten us here, you know, I think coming into today, we still have the best run differential in baseball. And I think that's a reflection of the fact that, you know, we've really gotten production from all parts of the roster. We've gotten really good starting pitching, you know, 1 through 5. We feel like every night we have a starter on the mound who's going to give us a chance to win that night's game. Our bullpen has been, you know, really steady throughout. Multiple guys who can finish out a game, multiple guys who can, you know, match up with different pockets of the opponent's lineup in offense. That, like I said, you know, we've gotten on base, we've hit for damage. And we have versatility and depth. You know, we're still battling through some injuries. You know, we started the season with a good chunk of guys who we expected to be in our opening day roster on the injury list. You know, AJ's done a fantastic job of putting those pieces together, putting our guys in a position to succeed. You know, the environment in our clubhouse is really good right now, and I expect those things to continue. So, look, like I said up front, you know, we're just over 20% into the season. We got a ways to go. It's important. We can't get ahead of ourselves, but, you know, given where we are right now, we feel like, you know, this is a club that can certainly contend throughout the season.
And everybody loves the pitching staff. Tarik Skubal, obviously the star of the show, but let's jump down the list just a little bit. Jackson Jobe. A lot of people are really excited about what they've seen. And I know there's conversations. I don't know how much you could share about what you've seen from Jackson Jobe, your expectations for him this year, but also how do you manage the innings load for such a young pitcher when you know at this point it looks like you're going to be wanting to have those guys come August, September, and maybe even into October?
Yeah, no, really pleased with, you know, what Jackson's been able to do so far. Obviously extremely talented pitcher, young pitcher who, you know, we're seeing him make adjustments in real time from start to start. Obviously he's got electric stuff, and the adjustments in terms of the game planning, the execution of that planning, the location of his pitches, how to use them. We've seen, you know, real growth, from start to start so far this season, and he's obviously been a big contributor to our success. So want to continue to move in that direction. Like we've, you know, to this point, we've already looked for opportunities to, you know, give him a few extra days. We've, you know, we've moved around a rotation a few times. So we're mindful of that. You know, we're going to do what's best for Jackson's development. And I think you've seen that play out so far in terms of some of the things we've done, but he's in the rotation for a reason, and he's a big piece to our success so far.
Going on. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
John brought up October, and you used the word contention earlier. It is too early when I ask you this question, but I'm curious, you and Scott in the front office, when do you start doing homework for the trade deadline? How does that process begin?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, as a general rule, we're always looking for ways to get better. I think that mindset, you know, that applies for 12 months of the year, not just in July leading into the trade deadline. You know, I think early in the season, the focus is always on creating, preserving as much depth, versatility as possible. And that's been, you know, paramount so far as we navigate some of these injuries and the other things you see early in the season with weather and just the early realities of the schedule. And, you know, that work never stops. I think we also can't lose sight of the fact that our biggest improvements, you know, are going to come internally. Like, we've seen that so far. We have a young team full of players who have made a ton of progress. You know, we've talked about Torque, Dylan Dingler, you know, Zach McKinstry are obvious examples, Casey Mize in the rotation. That progress isn't always going to be linear, but that needs to continue to be our focus. And that's the reason why we are where we are right now. And then, you know, in terms of the rest, look, we're going to continue to prioritize versatility, depth. You know, Gleyber, the acquisition of Gleyber Torres this offseason, I think, was a good example of that, where we feel like, you know, when we signed Gleyber, we didn't feel like we had to upgrade it at any one particular position, given that flexibility, given that depth. And that's something that we feel like has been a strength so far and want to continue to leverage moving forward.
But it would be safe to say you guys would be in the position to buy. I know Gleyber was a free agent addition, Flaherty an addition, the pursuit of Bregman. I think there were questions about the overall pursuit of improvement going into last offseason. I think you guys have answered some of those questions. Safe to say, planning to buy at the deadline if all goes well?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I think we're always going to look for ways to get better. What exactly that means, it's May 7th.
Right.
Our roster is going to continue to evolve. But, you know, I think the biggest step we can take right now is, in addition to the, you know, continued improvement of our young group, is to get guys healthy. You know, we talked about Matt Vierling. We've got Parker Meadows working his way through a rehab. Wenzel Perez working his way through a rehab. We just got Bo Brisky healthy back into the bullpen. We've got John Brebbia working his way through rehab. You know, Alex Cobb is working through a rehab. Sawyer Gibson Long is working through a rehab. So, you know, we like the team we have right now. We're obviously proud of the fact that we've been able to navigate some of these injuries with the versatility and depth we have. It's a testament to our players. It's a testament to AJ and our coaching staff, our medical staff as well. And, you know, we have more guys coming over the course of the next weeks and months. And, you know, I think it's important internally to not lose sight of that as well.
You don't get to a position that you're in without at least having some sort of fandom for the game of baseball. When Tarek Skubal takes the mound, especially the last five starts, the numbers are just eye-popping. How good has he been? And How excited do you get? What's your level of excitement when you know it's a school will start?
Quite high, is the short answer. No, not enough positive adjectives in the dictionary to talk about Tarek and what he means to this team. And it goes without saying, every time he's on the mound, you have a chance to win that night. The way he just goes after opponents, the competitiveness, obviously the stuff, the execution, just the relentless pursuit of getting better, the preparation he pours into every start, the adjustments he's looking to make from start to start. I think there's a contagious effect of that throughout the clubhouse with the rest of our guys too. We talked about Jackson Jobe earlier. To bring a young guy like that into this environment and to see a guy like Tarek and Jack Flaherty as well prepare the way they prepare from start to start, it's huge.
He's Jeff Greenberg, Detroit Tigers general manager. Thanks for getting up with us this morning. Appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me.
It's 97.1.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.